I stand before you today to argue that I, Abraham Lincoln, should not be cast off this hot air balloon, for I am one among the most important and influential men in history. You must consider what is meant by the Union I saved. We set an example. We were a shining light of liberty in the darkness of dreary, dread dictators. We were not the rabid revolutionaries many associated with liberalism, but civilized men. Liberal ideas were shown to Europe by us and inspired the world to seek freedom and democracy. The Confederacy leaving us permanently would not simply deny us much land, it would have been the greatest rebuke to the ideals of freedom in all human history. That a nation founded on these ideals could have collapsed within but 85 years would have shown to the world that democracy led to chaos, would have discredited our proposition that all are made equal, would have made it a joke forevermore the ideals of liberty. Our world stood on the precipice, and had it not been for me, it would have fallen.
The idea of the American dream is rooted deep within the United States Declaration of Independence, which proclaims that all men have the rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This is the ethos that America was built upon, and that I, Abraham Lincoln, have lived my life by, and from which have left my humble frontier upbringings to achieve my ultimate aspirations. Upon my travels, I came across a slave auction, the likes of which I had never seen before, and it deeply unsettled me, that a human being could be sold as such a common good. From this moment on, I aspired to overhaul this peculiar institution that plagued our fine country. There was only one way to do this, in the democracy that is the United States of America, and to become a political representative. From this moment on, I have gone on to perform which are to be considered the most famous debates in American history. In 1860, I won the presidential election, therefore showing that anyone who believes in the writings of the founding fathers that every man is born equal should take note of my story, that someone achieving upward social mobility and aspiring for prosperity through hard work and determination.
I, Abraham Honest Abe Lincoln, was keen to stand for those who did not have anyone else to stand for them. From the very beginning of my presidential campaign, I was very clear that I would not tolerate the peculiar institution that is slavery. It was my anti-expansionist stance on slavery that ultimately led to the removal of slavery from America. I fought for the poor and dejected using measures like the Homestead Act. I safeguarded the role of the USA at the forefront of industry by signing the Tariff Act and introducing the world's first transcontinental railway. I protected the wealth on a level that the USA has never known before by establishing a National Currency Act, which allowed for a national currency and banks to support this great wealth of America. Crucially, I was keen to avoid rather than encourage war. This trait of mine, as shown through the Crittenden proposal, would be invaluable on a hot air balloon, as I would be able to ensure that everybody got on just fine. My commitment to the freedom of the people and the well-being of the country was demonstrated when I paid the ultimate price and was assassinated. I built America into what it is today, a leading power which cannot be countered by the rest of the world in many areas. No country has ever been led with the confidence and commitment with which I led mine. And as I once said, don't worry when you are not recognized, but strive to be worthy of recognition. This selfless striving for self-improvement is exactly the reason why I, Abraham Lincoln, deserve a place in the balloon.